weeks ago, maybe longer, about the fact that as homeschool moms, we really should be among the most interesting people on our block. We get to study all of this cool stuff. We can talk about literature and history and science, and we're learning it all while we are old enough and mature enough to understand that what we're learning is pretty spectacular. So homeschooling is really pretty amazing as a homeschool mom. But this week, I wanted to talk to you about some of the things that I have learned that are not academic as a homeschool mom, because I want us really to focus in on some of the bigger picture things. A lot of times, especially in, you know, October, November, and then you get around to February, March, you get kind of in the weeds of what you're doing. And I don't want you to lose sight of the spectacular, the absolutely awe-inspiring and amazing things that come your way as a homeschool mom. So this week, we're just gonna talk about some really big picture things, and I couldn't begin to exhaust the myriad of wonderful lessons that I have learned and ways that God has grown me through homeschooling, but I just wanted to talk about a few. The first thing that I want to talk about is the fact that I've learned that God works in us individually. And I've really seen had a front row seat for seeing God do incredible things. Now, as a mom, and you know, if you're a dad watching, as a dad, I think a lot of times it's hard to remember to allow God to work. I know for me personally, God doesn't always work in my children in my own timing. There are things that it takes them longer to learn. There are times that they say or do things that give me pause, make me concerned. And the Lord has been so good and so faithful to remind me that when I was 16, when I was 14, when I was 18, whatever, I wasn't the same person that I am now. Sometimes for me, because my children are pretty spectacular in and of themselves, God has been so gracious. They love Him. They love other people. I see that in them every day. And I think that that makes my expectations for them even higher. And so when they do something that's immature, or when they do something that shows that they haven't grown as much as maybe in some ways that they have, I get a little discouraged and I really want to jump in and just, you know, God, help them through that. And yet God has been so faithful to remind me that just as my sanctification is a process, so is theirs. And they are growing and changing. But sometimes, as you and I well know, the best lessons come from stubbing your toe, come from making mistakes, come from learning things the hard way. And if we intervene too early, we stunt that learning things the hard way type growth for our children far too often, I think. So that's one way that I've seen that God just works in us magnificently individually. The other way that I've seen that on display in our family is through what He's teaching us as we are seeking His face. You know, every Sunday after church and most mornings, we come together and talk about what God taught us, either through the service at church or through our private devotions or whatever. I would really, really encourage you to do that. I'm starting to try to get that kind of conversation, that accountability going in the 365 Facebook group, because I want you to start being very comfortable sharing what God is teaching you every day. But why do we do this with our children? Well, for one thing, it provides accountability for all of us. They have seen since they were very, very young that mama and daddy get up and do our devotions every single morning. And ever since they were very, very young, they have heard us talking about what God is showing us, how God is changing us, what God is teaching us every single morning. And so to them, getting up and having your quiet time alone with God is just what you do. They were able to set that as a habit much earlier than I was, and much earlier than David, who was saved after, well after I was. So, you know, that is allowing them, as they're little, this is a great discipleship tool to teach them, to whet their appetite, to give them a hunger and thirst for things of God, because they see that that's what you hunger and thirst after. But as they get older, and this is really where we are now, it never ceases to amaze me how we can all come out of the same service at church, all having heard the same sermon from our pastor, and you could get six different main nuggets that we're chewing on. that shows me and that shows my children that the Word of God is quick and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it shows us all that the Holy Spirit is alive and well and working in us. And by having these times together with our children and talking to them and giving them the chance to express what God is teaching them, they are learning to be bold in their witness. They are learning to be very comfortable talking about how God is working in their life. But it also gives me and David great insight into what's going on in their heart. If I see a theme, if I see that the Lord keeps, you know, putting pressure on a certain element in one of their lives, I know to follow that up with questions, to really spend some time digging in, seeing what God is doing there, helping them to ascertain God's will through these lessons that He's teaching them. So making note of the fact that God is working individually in all of our lives has been one of the greatest lessons. And you could say that that's a parenting lesson in general, and it really is, because all of us as parents have that opportunity. But as homeschool parents, we have so much more time. We have all day long, every day, to really get in and see what God is doing. And that is just miraculous. It really is. The next thing that I wanted to point out that I have learned so much and that is such a great benefit of home education is, you know, I have to pray really hard. I have to study really hard. I have to know exactly what I believe, because my life is on display at all times for them. There is no hiding. I mean, we all joke about we go into our room and shut the door, and, you know, we do that. We just need to decompress or have the few moments of quiet. But ultimately, we're out there with them day in, day out. They know how we spend our time. They know what comes out of our mouths. They know what we watch. They know what we talk about. They know. And so as a mom that wants to teach her children to think biblically, that wants to teach them to love God and others, I better be spending time in God's Word to make sure that my worldview, my manner of life is pleasing, that I am walking worthy of the calling that God has put on my life. And so that has really intensified my passion for studying God's Word, for being in there. It never ceases to amaze me how often the things that I've studied in the morning in my devotion come up in some kind of a random situation with them in the day. So God is already laying the foundation for something that I'm going to need to talk to them about. Just by my spending the time with Him that morning, He is so at work in our families if we just open our eyes to see it. Another way that you have to be studying and you have to be sure is the questions. You know, I would say pride ourselves. That sounds different than what I want to, but it's a big deal to us that our children are inquisitive, right? We are teaching them to love learning. We want them to seek after knowledge and wisdom and really have a thirst for things of God and just equipping themselves for what God has for them. And with that comes an awful lot of questions. And as mom, I have to be ready to answer those, and they're not always easy. So making sure that I am covered in God's Word every day, making sure that I am grounded in what I believe and why, and also having the humility to be honest and say, I don't know the answer to that. Let's look for it together. All of those ways, God has grown me, but also grown my children and allowed me to set an example for them of someone who wants to be more like Christ, but recognizes that she isn't there yet. So that deep dependence and recognition of that deep dependence on God that we get day in and day out, because I haven't even covered the fact that in order to teach algebra, I have to deeply depend on God. Again, algebra is our big hiccup right now with one of my children. So it's not just things that are spiritual and things that are character building, but even on teaching some of these high-level academics or helping our children keep on track on the not high-level academics. For all of these things, I am keenly aware of my need for the Lord, and I am keenly aware of how much He does in my life and in the lives of my children. And that is just a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And then the final thing that I have time to talk about today is I have learned that if I don't keep my eye on the mission, if I allow myself to get distracted, that everything will fall apart. It's very easy to get completely pulled off course. It's very easy to assign too much priority to things which just don't deserve those priorities. And so again, coming back to that personal relationship with God, seeking His face every day, keeping my eyes on the mission, that big why that we talk so much about. Why am I doing this? Why am I pouring every minute of my life into these kids? Why am I homeschooling them instead of getting them on the yellow bus in the morning? Why? Well, all of those things I am doing because I want to teach them diligently to love God, to love others, to serve Him, to be equipped for whatever door He opens, and then to go out and change the world for our Creator one day, for our King. That's why I do this. And if I get so down in the weeds of algebra or of a young man who doesn't want to do whatever it is, and, you know, I've found that young men don't want to do a lot of academic stuff. They have other things that interest them much more. But just getting down in the weeds, there's a reason for those weeds, and there are lessons to be learned in those weeds. But every day, I have got to keep my eye on the bigger call, the bigger mission. And sometimes that means that I get off track with my lesson plan. Sometimes that means that I have to apologize because I got so frustrated that I reacted poorly to them, set an example of anger and frustration rather than trusting God and eye on the mission. But ultimately, it is those times that I step back and I think of what I'm shooting for, and I think of all that God has done, and I put my eyes squarely on the mission that God has called us to do, that I find the most contentment, that I find the most joy, that I can see the Lord most clearly. I mean, all of those things, we get lost when we put our eye on lesser things. So this week, I just want to excite you about the job that you've been given. Don't let this middle of the semester time get you down, but rather, look at what God is doing in each member of your family individually. Celebrate that. Stand in awe of the fact that He loves you so much to be working in your life and in your children's lives. Keep your eye on the mission at hand. Never, never waver. Never settle for lesser things. And then finally, dig deep in God's word. Be grounded in what you believe and why. Be ready to give an answer whenever they ask. And then live that out for them so that you are whetting their appetite for things of the Lord as well. If you're not yet in the Teach Them Diligently 365 Facebook group, I really encourage you to join us there. We've already started, like I said, sharing some things, but I'm working on something for next year, next calendar year, that I'm very, very excited about, and I think will allow all of our families to kind of grow in the same direction. So if you're not a member, sign up. It is one of the best investments I believe that you can make in your family year round. But if you are, make sure that you're joining that Facebook group. We've had a number of people who've joined Facebook just to be in our Facebook group. But then also join us for our member meetups. These times together, these times of encouragement and equipping one another, fellowshipping with one another, building one another up in love is really critical to keeping on mission as homeschool moms. So I just sincerely and humbly invite you to join us there. I would love to get to know you and then see you again at Teach Them Diligently. So enjoy your elevated role this week. Thank God that He has called you to be a homeschool parent, a homeschool mom, a homeschool dad. Love on those children, stay in God's word, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this video, you've got to check out Teach Them Diligently 365. Every week, there are even more thorough videos and chats about things that are interesting to you year-round.